life of a Bitcoiner can improve a lot if you understand this concept of Gambare, which is do your effort, proof of work, give your best.
Looking forward to a guest to do an episode of Life with Bitcoin someday. Today we have a special episode on Live with Bitcoin at Tokyo Bitcoin Base. I'm really interested in learning what Japanese Bitcoin community is doing. Let's check it out. Come with me. Here we are, have a signature Satoshi statue in front of the Bitcoin sign. Today we have Alada-san joining us from the Tokyo Bitcoin Base. Alada-san, nice to see you, and then thank you for hosting us. Would you mind giving us a tour at the Tokyo Bitcoin Base?
Let's go and take a look. Here we are at the entrance. We have the companies that have dedicated offices. You probably recognize some of the brands.
The Tokyo Bitcoin Base is more than just a place. It's a living network. A hub where ideas meet purpose, where education turns into inspiration, and where collaborations become the foundation for change.
Here is the place where we have activities, networking events. Every first Friday of the month, we have TBB First Friday. People just hang around here. We have some snacks on the table and you can talk about anything you like. But this is the shop of TBB, the souvenirs we have at Tokyo Bitcoin Base. And this is a partner shop called Lightning Base. Now, of course, you can pay in both with Lightning. We have some, not only some t-shirts, but also some hardware wallets.
It's always a good reminder to do self-custody.
This is a space where we have some gifts that are brought by visitors.
We are all Satoshi.
At Tokyo Bitcoin Base, you can find a lot of information about Bitcoin, from the latest issue of Bitcoin magazine to the absolute classic, the Bitcoin Standard.
Here we have some books that have been translated to Japanese, and many of them have been translated by Teruko Neriki. She is, for example, the translator of the VJ book, The Bullish Case for Bitcoin. Here is the co-working room. We have another co-working room for meetings. Behind you, we have a gaming center where you can play ZBD games and earn Bitcoin as your prize. So when we have visitors, we encourage them, if they have some time, to get some console. We can play together. And then we explain to people who are not very familiar with Lightning how they can redeem the Bitcoin at the end of the game. Okay, and here we have a very interesting model for a circular economy. The basic explanation is that with electricity, you can be powering Bitcoin mining. Many people have a wrong concept, a wrong idea that the use of energy by Bitcoin is harmful, but actually it only makes sense to use energy that is not being used by other people so you can get it at cheaper prices, or sustainable energy. And even the heating and the gas that is as a byproduct can be used to improve the ecosystem and also be composting. So we have a full model.
I didn't know there's an upstairs of the second floor.
Yes, that's the place where we have some meeting rooms, and also some of the companies have a dedicated office. And in November, we're going to have the Bitcoin Japan conference. So if you are able to come to Japan, in 23 of November, we're going to have the Biddle. That's the Dev Day event, very technical. You can only buy your tickets with Bitcoin Lightning. The 24th of November, we're going to have Bitcoin Japan. This is more for a wider public, people who are interested in Bitcoin as a way to protect your savings, people who are interested in investment, in corporate treasury investment strategies. And this event is going to be happening in the Tokyo Station Hotel. It is on the station of the Tokyo Station. Hundreds of thousands of people walk around there every day. And even if you do not have a ticket for the event, there's going to be the expo area that's going to be open for the public. And there's going to be many interesting things about Bitcoin, including Anap is going to be showing, Anap is a company involved in fashion, and they're going to be revealing their product line that is related to Bitcoin. They can visit, they're going to be welcome. Also, in Japanese language, we have a panel of the history of Bitcoin, some of the events that are very important in Japan. But I can show you the panels over there in English language, along with the white paper. And here is our library of books that are related to Bitcoin, directly and indirectly. And you can just grab a chair and enjoy the books here. TBB Connections. TBB Connections is when we receive some very famous people in Bitcoin. We have an opportunity of interacting, talking to them. So people who are the tenants in offices here, they have free access. They can go there and participate. And that's another reason for you to join us if you are working with Bitcoin in Japan. So maybe you know this brand of coffee, very special one, Bean of Fire, directly from El Salvador. And last year we received two copies, very special ones, that are signed by President Nayib Bukele and by Max Kaiser. Maybe I have to turn on the lights here. And this is the terrace, the fourth floor. We also have some spaces for companies to be working, and we can have events here. There is a projector that we have used a few times, but this is a very social space, just like the part outside. It's really great for doing some networking, to meet people, to have some drinks. This place is going to be full of Bitcoiners during Biddle 23 of November 2025, the dev day of the Bitcoin Japan. I hope you can make it and come here and visit us.
How did the Tokyo Bitcoin Base come to life?
In the conference that happened in Japan last year in 2024 in Bitcoin Tokyo, it was announced the project to have a space for Bitcoiners to be working together, to be collaborating. And that vision came true. In April of 2025, we had the grand opening. We had Bitcoiners coming from many different parts of the world. Samson Mao, had Giacomo Zucco, and so many others who came here. It was a very nice event.
What is the mission and vision behind the Tokyo Bitcoin Base?
It's very sad that the historical events that took place in Japan are very strongly influenced by Mt. Gox. Bitcoin in Japan at that time was a really big thing. But many people got hurt, and some of them, they thought they would not want to be part of this anymore. To add to that problem, we had seen many different other occasions of different types of scams and other historical moments when people also got hurt. So for Japan, Bitcoin is something that many people don't immediately feel a strong, direct pain and urgency. It's a little bit of that analogy of the frog in the boiling water, right? As gradually increasing the temperature, people do feel that life is a little bit more difficult. Their purchasing power is not the same as it used to be. But for the average person to connect the dots is not so easy. And I guess that if we just allow people to live their own lives and take care of their challenges, the work they have, and personal responsibilities. And on top of that, also discover and learn about Bitcoin. So having a physical space where people can actually visit, talk to people, and see that it's really legitimate, learn about the philosophy, the values behind Bitcoin, this is something very important that will really help improving the vision that people have about Bitcoin. But a physical space can also do all types of things. We can do networking, we can have people coming together, creating partnerships, we can do educational programs, training activities. There is a group from Thailand that is doing a training for developers. The help that a hub can do to increase awareness and to do education, it is really going to make a big difference.
How have Bitcoin changed you personally?
I really like how Severdin Amos presents the concept of time preference in the book The Bitcoin Standard. I've always been interested in what I would say a long-term view of things. Since my teenage years, I would get involved in projects that I knew nothing would actually come as a result, as a benefit to me in the immediate moment. But I knew it would indirectly help me to get to know people or help me acquire skills. And that is a type of a concept that has always resonated with me, and Bitcoin only makes that even stronger and more clear. The other aspect that Bitcoin has changed a lot is about meeting Bitcoiners, because sometimes you meet somebody who also is a Bitcoiner but from another country, and they come and they say something to you that really has a big impact, or the way they behave, it really is inspiring. So definitely the people.
What's one Japanese phrase every Bitcoiner should know?
What do you say when somebody is going to apply for a job or is going to present some important project, like a big day? Good luck. That's what we use in English language. In Japanese language, we use gambare. And gambare is in a certain way like give your best, put your effort in a very good way, right? And I think that helps a lot when it comes to Bitcoin proof of work, that we really value the quality of your preparation and the quality of your performance and the quality of your choices. Because of responsibility, you will get whatever it is that you have put into it. That's very different from wanting to have good luck or wishing somebody else good luck, because that's a bit like random, yeah, depends on luck. So I think that the life of a Bitcoiner can improve a lot if you understand this concept of a gambare, which is do your effort, proof of work, give your best.
We've all been there, caught up in the rhythm of daily life, repeating familiar patterns. And Bitcoin, this complex, revolutionary world of its own, can feel distant when it lives mostly on our screens and code. But walking into a space like this makes it real. Here, every shelf, every event, every conversation is a reminder that Bitcoin isn't just a technology, it's a movement shaped by people. From newcomers learning the first sats to builders creating tools for a better financial future, the Tokyo Bitcoin Base bring it all together.
Looking forward to doing an episode here someday.
A special thank you to Alata-san and the team for their welcome hospitality. This has been another episode on Live with Bitcoin. I'm your host, BTC Viv, and I'll see you in the next one.
Okay, let's actually do that. You give me a great idea. Well, you brought this all to yourself. Let's do it. No. Uncle Rockstar Dev, which one would you marry, kill, and which one? What's the other one?
Oh, kiss.
Kiss.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Yeah.